QuickSurf Internet Media presents The Geekinator, talking about all things tech and geek. This episode is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/quicksurf. Over 85,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. Hey everybody, how's it going? I'm your host Adrian, coming to you almost live from lovely Phoenix, Arizona, here in Studio MC1 at QuickSurf Internet Media. The Geekinator is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Do feel free to head on over to techpodcasts.com and check out all the other technology-related shows over there. I'd like to encourage everybody to visit us online at quicksurf.com and subscribe to the show if you have not already done so. And with that, instead of doing the traditional news episode, this is going to be a combo audio / video episode. I'm not actually going to have live video, but I'm going to do kind of something I've wanted to try for a while, where I record a bunch of the audio, and then for those of you that listen to the audio, you get the audio portion of that, and then for those of you that want the video, you get kind of like a slideshow of what I'm actually doing. This particular episode, or what I want to show you. This particular episode, I'm going to talk about a new computer I'm building from scratch. The cool thing about this is, since I'm primarily a Mac user, I do have Windows PCs and all that good stuff. Or I have had Windows PCs. I use Windows PCs at work all the time. This one is going to be my first 64-bit computer running Windows 7. I've never actually installed Windows 7 yet. I've done Windows XP lots of times, Windows Vista, all that good stuff. Windows 7 is actually new to me, and 64-bit also is actually new to me. Another unique thing about this computer is it's not totally completely new. It's a combination of salvaged parts from a couple of other different computers, as well as some new parts. And so with that, we're going to kind of mash that all together and get a computer that's going to go into my family room or my living room and hook up to my HDTV. Another interesting thing about this is there will be very little local storage on this computer. The bulk of the files are actually going to be on my FreeBSD server that I have, where I've got several terabytes of hard drive space that I share across the network, but it's not going to be using SMB because most of my other systems here at the house are Unix-based. I do not have Samba running on my FreeBSD, and I have no intention to. This is largely going to be mapping drives to NFS or over NFS. From what I understand, it's possible to do that from the research that I've done, so this will be partly a journey doing that as well. So with that, let's go ahead and get into the actual hardware that we're going to be running for this computer. I'm starting off with, I purchased an Antec 300 case. I have this same exact case for my FreeBSD computer. I love it. It's nice. It's got lots of drive bays. It's quiet. The fans, you have, it's 2-speed or 3-speed selectable fans, every fan in the system. So you can dial it down and have a really quiet computer. In fact, I'm recording this sitting right next to my FreeBSD box, and you can't hear it run in the background. Almost every other computer I've had before this Antec 300 case, it was so noisy you could actually hear it in the background, and I had to do a lot of super special filtering to filter it out. With the 300 case, because it has such great ventilation, you can dial the fans way down and everything still runs super cool, and you don't hear it. The other interesting thing is it's all black, which is nice and is super serviceable. So anyway, the 300 case I bought new, the motherboard is actually salvaged from another computer. The motherboard, CPU, and RAM is actually salvaged from another computer. And if I can just grab it here, it's a, I got this from a friend's computer. It's an ECS G31TM Rev 1.0 motherboard. It has 2 gigabytes of DDR, 2 6400 RAM in it, and the CPU is an Intel Core E7200. Not particularly fast, but not a slouch either. It'll make a really great living room computer hooked up to an HDTV. It's got your standard PS2 keyboard mouse connector, a serial connector, onboard graphics, which I will be shutting off, onboard Ethernet, which I will not be using, and onboard sound, which I will not be using. So I'm going to shut all of that off in the system BIOS. I will be using the stock cooler that came with the CPU. Apparently it was a boxed processor. It's got the standard Intel cooler, which is kind of interesting. So that's going to be the heart of the system. Now for graphics, this is pretty cool. The graphics I got is the Diamond All-in-Wonder HD Premium 5000. It's based off of AMD's Radeon graphics processor. It's got a gig of GDDR3 memory in it. It comes with a dual link DVI connector, a VGA connector, and an HDMI connector, which I will be using. And the nice thing about this video card / TV tuner combo is it outputs audio over the HDMI connector. So I can shut all the other sound off, and this has a built-in sound card as well. So pretty neat. This was salvaged from another computer. There's actually nothing wrong with the video card and TV tuner. There was some other problems with the computer, which is why I ended up salvaging this particular card and TV tuner out of that computer. For networking, even though the motherboard has gigabit Ethernet, I think it's gigabit. It's either 10/100 or gigabit Ethernet on board. I'm actually not going to be using it because I don't have Ethernet at this juncture at where the computer is going to go in the family room, in the living room. So while I was at Fry's Electronics, I purchased a new Netgear micro adapter, USB. It's Wi-Fi 802.11n and G. Or B. It's really tiny. I'm not going to be that far away from my Wi-Fi access point, so this will work really well. That I purchased new. Another thing that I purchased new was the hard drive Fry's Electronics had on sale for $59, 1.5 terabyte Western Digital hard drive. It's SATA. It's got 64 megs of cache. It's their green series hard drive, so I'm assuming that it's probably doesn't have the 7200 RPM spindle speed. It's probably like 5900 RPM or something like that, but that's okay. I just want a quiet hard drive. That'll be my boot system. It'll give me lots of room for recording over-the-air TV and all that good stuff. The optical drive is salvaged from another computer. It's a Sony DVD-RW. I know it works. It works. It's SATA. All that good stuff. I salvaged from yet another computer a couple of SATA cables that I know are known good cables. The power supply we're using for the Antec case is salvaged from yet another computer. It's a Antec EarthWatts 380-watt power supply. This should work just fine for what we're looking to do. I know it's a known good, or at least I'm fairly certain it's a known good. So it should work just fine. Now, we can't do all this and be sitting across the room unless we have a wireless keyboard and mouse. So I purchased new, while I was down at Fry's Electronics this afternoon, a Logitech Wireless Combo MK520. It's a full-size keyboard with softly rounded keys, a contoured laser mouse with soft rubber side grips. The battery life is supposed to be up to 3 years. It's got a little micro USB dongle, supposedly compatible with every version of Windows out there. So we will see how well that works across my living room. And to top it all off, my son helped me pick this out. We have, because I don't want to run the mouse on the carpet, and there's no coffee table there at this juncture, a mouse art or a mouse pad art mouse pad with a nice picture of a little puppy on it. So that comprises, I believe I've covered everything. Oh, and I picked up a brand new 6-foot HDMI cable that supports high speed Ethernet. So it's got to be one of the latest models, which is good. 3D enabled, all of that good stuff. So, I'm looking right at it and I forgot. And I also picked up an OEM Windows 7 Professional 64-bit with Service Pack 1 from Fry's Electronics. You do have to buy a hard drive when you buy this, which I did get the hard drive. So all in all, I spent, this was on sale for $119. Otherwise, I wouldn't have gone for it. I would be loading one of my copies of Windows XP Media Center Edition on it. But I wanted to try Windows 7 out, and it's a 64-bit. And I know the processor supports 64-bit. And as far as I know, everything I'm putting in it also supports Windows 7 64-bit. So after I'm done recording this, I'm going to pause this or maybe stop it and do another recording. I'm going to go ahead and build the system. I won't record while I'm building the system. And then I'll come back here and record and maybe talk about some of the issues I ran across. I don't think I'm going to run across any issues because this is not the first system I've built from scratch. I used to do this quite a bit, actually. And then I'll get it hooked up to the TV and start loading Windows on it, and then maybe come back and talk about my experience of getting Windows 7 64-bit to actually run on this thing and some of the issues I ran into getting that. Again, I'm not anticipating any major hiccups, but I want to at least capture the experience, and then I'll share it with everyone there for those of you that want to do it. It's really pretty straightforward getting this stuff done. So for those of you who have never built your own system, it really is that simple. You just literally, you can buy these same parts at Fry's Electronics today, if I'm not mistaken. You know, the DVD writer may not necessarily be exactly the same one, but as long as it's SATA, there's really very little difference. Same thing with a video card. There's really very little difference. USB, Wi-Fi dongle. You know, I mean, this is all really standard issue stuff. I'm not planning for it to be a really high performance computer. I just want a living room computer where I can watch videos, surf the internet, do YouTube, you know, that sort of thing. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and stop this recording and go build the system. And I'll be taking pictures while I do it.